Ye shall receive power. June 5. Witnesses for the cross. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. After the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the disciples, clothed with the divine panoply, went forth as witnesses to tell the wonderful story of the manger and the cross. They were humble men, but they went forth with the truth. After the death of their Lord, they were a helpless, disappointed, discouraged company, as sheep without a shepherd. But now they go forth as witnesses for the truth, with no weapons but the Word and the Spirit of God, to triumph over all opposition. Their Savior had been rejected and condemned and nailed to the ignominious cross. The Jewish priests and rulers had declared in scorn, "He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him." But that cross, that instrument of shame and torture, brought hope and salvation to the world. The believers rallied. Their hopelessness and conscious helplessness had left them. They were transformed in character and united in the bonds of Christian love. Although without wealth, though counted by the world as mere ignorant fishermen, they were made by the Holy Spirit witnesses for Christ. Without earthly honor or recognition, they were heroes of faith. From their lips came words of divine eloquence and power that shook the world. The third, fourth, and fifth chapters of Acts give an account of their witnessing. Those who had rejected and crucified the Savior expected to find his disciples discouraged, crestfallen, and ready to disown their Lord. With amazement, they heard the clear, bold testimony given under the power of the Holy Spirit. The words and works of the disciples represented the words and works of their teacher, and all who heard them said, "They have learned of Jesus. They talk as he talked." And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all.